Boys and girls, I would want to leave with you the verse 44. The Lord Jesus says, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Love your enemies, the Lord Jesus Christ says. He's talking about hate. There are some people say, love your neighbor, but hate your enemies. But the Lord Jesus says, no hate. No hate. Love your enemies. Love them that hate you, but no hate in your heart. And I want to tell you a story, boys and girls, that I hope might impress this upon you. It's the story of an old woman who lived in Alabama in the United States of America in the 1950s. The family moved over from Lebanon. They were Lebanese Christians, and they moved over to that state in the 50s. And this old woman, she's the granny, she's called in the Arabic the Situ. That means the father's mother, the grandmother, and she is held in honor in the family. Her house was broken into, and all her goods that were from Lebanon, all the things that identified her as a foreigner, as an outsider, they were all gathered in the middle of the floor, and they were set on fire, and the whole house was destroyed in that racist attack against her, just an old woman. And the family came and they heard about the fire. They thought the granny was inside. Mercifully, she wasn't. She had been out, she was preserved, but the house was destroyed, though her life was preserved. And the family, of course, were so grateful and so thankful to God for that. They normally met in her house on the Sunday to have dinner together. All the family gathered, all her sons-in-laws and daughters-in-laws and grandchildren. And she had a great table in the house. And normally they'd have the dinner in the house. But of course, this particular Sunday, the first Sunday after that, they had to have it in one of the other family members' house, which wasn't as large. They didn't have the same table. So there were makeshift tables kind of in the house, in the room all over the place. She sat at the head of the main table. And she was given the place of honour as the Situ. She was going to say grace and to thank the Lord. Before she did so, she carefully looked at all the members of the family, eye to eye, each one of them. She went round them all, and there were quite a number of them. And then she said, no hate. No hate. And she kept repeating it as she looked them in the eye. She didn't want the family to be filled with hatred and bitterness. And so that old woman, taking the example of Jesus Christ, tried to impress upon them. She had lost her home, she had lost everything, but she didn't want bitterness and wrath to fill the hearts of her loved ones. And so she had that word of exhortation. And she learned that from Jesus, didn't she? She learned that from the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not be filled with hatred, boys and girls. You must be filled with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even when people are bad to you, maybe people attack you, maybe they tell lies about you, maybe they say things behind your back and you're hurt, you want to hate them, but you mustn't do that. So no hate, no hate. Love your enemies. Pray for them which persecute you and despitefully use you and hate you, but don't hate them. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that thou wilt work in the hearts of these boys and girls, and that they may know the love of God, the love of Christ, that might infill their hearts, and they not get into ways of hatred and bitterness, but will be melted by thee and by thy word, and kept close to thee in the knowledge of thy Son, Jesus Christ. So bless them, and bless the homes that they come from, and give grace to their parents to bring them up in the fears and the way of the Lord, to thy glory. For Jesus Christ's sake we pray. Amen.